Rav and Abayi Sai, lessons from the lay Parsha Shlach. Don't worry, those that are listening and say, wait, but it's Bahaloscha where I live. I'm Yeshiva Lev HaTorah, Shana Aleph, and I heard Bahaloscha already, but I want to hear it again. I'll have a message for everybody to hear, so don't worry about it. I want to dedicate the shir, first of all, to Nebuch, the three people who died Al Kiddush Hashem yesterday on the border of Israel. A very, very sad situation. Shri Amelitz Yosher to all their families. Certainly in a difficult time for Klal Yisrael, when we see that these type of things happen, it should, Mirtz Hashem, stop, and we should see only Nachas Ruach here in Eretz Yisrael and all around the world. Parsha Shlach, of course, encompasses the great story of the Meraglim. And just to start off, it's quite funny that we call it the Chet HaMeraglim, because if you look in the Parsha, literally 21 times, it does not ever use the word Meragel. It doesn't use those words. It talks about Laturis Haaretz, about visiting. And it's very interesting, and that's where we're going to spend our time, that the word in the Parsha is actually Laturis Haaretz. Now, you'll be surprised, even if you're not a linguist, right? Even if you're going to Lev L'Chayel next year and you don't know how to speak Hebrew yet, don't worry, we'll have those soldiers come in, don't worry. But even if you don't know the word Laturis Haaretz, guess what? It's very similar to the word in English, tour, to tour. We know as tourists, not me, but you guys as tourists, right? You're now tourists now. Now that, first of all, yishkoich for such a large crowd coming when this is Ben Azman. This is a real nachas ruach to the Rebbeim. I made Rabbi Boaz come in and see this because I said, this is amazing. You guys are coming. What are you doing here? What's wrong with you? Sorry. And we know it's not for the food because nobody ate. So when you're a tourist, so like everything's amazing, right? When you go on a tour, right, you guys now are like Israeli almost, you know, you've been here for like 10 months. So like you're Israeli. So, but when you're tourists, when you come to Israel, like my friends, when they come for Sukkot, you know, and you're staying Nebuch at the Waldorf Astoria, you know, like Israel's amazing. They come to you like, I don't understand why, I really should live here. Life is amazing here. We got breakfast every morning and someone cleans our room. That's tourists. That's Eretz Israel. It's a great way to look at Eretz Israel. That's actually what Moshe's intention was over here. It's very interesting. I want to understand this a little bit further. And it's very interesting. I told the guys off of Lessons from the Lay, a story last night. Well, while I was sitting at the gas station waiting to fill my tires, I listened to a beautiful idea by Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs of blessed memory. And I liked what he said, but I couldn't find it in his sources. And then I was reading a beautiful piece of Torah from Rav Soloveitchik. I'm like, I think Rabbi Sachs got this from the Rav. He didn't quote the Rav, but this is the Rav's Torah. I'll explain to you. But before we do that, I want to look at some interesting ideas on this and just to show you how correct this line of thinking is. And then we could relate it actually also to the end of the Parsha of Tzitzis. Lo sasuru achrei levavchem, lo taturu. Right? Your eyes shouldn't tour? What is that going on over there? Let's see. So first, I give you the beautiful words of the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar says, V'yaturis aretz. What does it mean, laturis aretz? Matzino gimel l'shoines be'ein. When we're talking about this idea, again, let me start from the beginning. The Pasuk says, obviously, V'yidaber Hashem al-Moshe le'ma shlach l'cha anashim v'yaturis aretz. That's Eretz Kanaan, Asher anoichi noisein l'vnei Yisrael. Ish echad l'kolech l'mata Yudah, right? We in Parshas, I'm going to go back now, 2 weeks. Parshas Naso, we learned about the Nisim, and we learned how amazing they are, and they brought the Karbanos, and we say that we spent such a long Parsha on the Parsha Nisim because they did such an amazing thing, that even though it was exactly the same thing, they brought it with their own Brent, they brought it with their own Simcha, and therefore, these were the greatest of the great. So who is he appointing to do this? The greatest of the great. And Rashi actually says that it's not Ladat Atzmi. In fact, if you look at some of the Meforshim, they say that he actually said, if you want to send people to Laturis Arts, you know who they'd be? Women. The women are the greatest of all great. They're the ones who didn't do the Chet Ego. They're the ones who was hard to get their goal. Right? Beno Slavko are the ones that loved Eretz Yisrael more than anybody else. They should have seen that, the land. Not for now, but an interesting idea. Lama Nismucha Parsha Meragla Parshas Miriam. Ah, now we get to our connection to Bahaloscha. So Rashi famously says, why is one after that? We like to play this game a lot. You know, Ma'inin Shvi Del Zaharsi and I, right? But usually there's a Nismucha Parshas. So what's the connection? So now you're going to be sitting at the Shabbos table and you're going to be a Shalach Jew this Shabbos, right? You're going to be home, you're going to be Shalach Jew. And you're like, they're doing Bahaloscha. So you want to quote a little Shalach. So you say to your parents, oh, next week, Lama Nismicha Parsha Zu. Lama Nismicha Parsha Maragla Parsha Miriam, Lifnei, Shelokso Al Isko Dibra, Dibra Bachria, says to show the grievous nature of what the spies did. Because Miriam was punished on saying Lashon Hara, on her brother. And they didn't understand the importance of Lashon Hara, the Midrash Tanchuma says. Rashi quotes the Midrash Tanchuma and says, did you not get the point here? Now, one would say that's not like a good analogy. Because this was Lashon Hara on what? An inanimate object. I mean, now let's say Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. The answer is yes. Right? I had a friend, my wife's friend, when she moved to Eretz Yisrael, she wrote a blog. This is when blogs weren't so popular. Every week she wrote a blog about her experience in Eretz Yisrael. And I have to tell you, almost every week it was less than a positive rate. So I used to go, when I used to see her, I'd go, oh, good morning, how are you, Maragel? Like, you're a spy. Like, you're writing, you're not allowed to write negative about Eretz Yisrael. Didn't you get it from Miriam, whatever? I'm like, you're going to get Sarat. No. I didn't go that far. But, right, so that's this famous first Rashi. There's something here. There's something special, unique about Eretz Yisrael. Lama Nismecha Parshazu. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to, let's go back to the story. We're quoting the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says, there are three words. Matzino Gimel Lashonis Be'ein Zeh. Right? When you're going to do something, reconnaissance, right? What? Vayaturu, that's our parsha. Vayichvru, vayiraglu. You could be a meragel. Meragel is literally a spy. So it says, Ki Yisrael Amru, Nishalcha Anashim, Lifnei Vayichvru, Lanu Esaretz. Chfira, actually, nowadays, next door, as you probably can't sleep anymore, you hear, blub, 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 blub. That's called chafira. That's like undigging, it's uncovering something, right? We're uncovering something, right? That's like almost a middle level. Laturas Aretz is, here's the issue. The issue is that the children of Israel are told about this great land, Eretz Avachala V'Davash, and they're told over again and again and again. Eretz Yisrael is amazing, Eretz Yisrael is amazing, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. They're like, okay, Yishkoyach. But it's much better when somebody comes back and says, no, dude, I was in Eretz Yisrael. It really is amazing, right? Imagine your Shana Aleph experience where you come back and you start telling people that, right? Imagine, this is crazy. I had this opportunity once. I convinced a 12th grader to go to Israel for the year. 12th grader from Hafter, right? And I was talking to him and he's like, I'm not going to Israel for the year. I'm not going to Israel. I'm not going to Israel. I'm not going to Israel. I'm like, can I tell you a little bit about Israel? I don't know what I said exactly. And he went to Israel for the year. And guess what? He's from. He's sitting here now. No, he's not. But that's an amazing, right? That's an amazing thing. You can't explain, Baruch Hashem, you can't explain it. It's a great thing about Eretz Yisrael. We can't explain our experience. I can't really go home now and explain it to somebody who's never been to Israel. This Sunday is today is the Israeli Day Parade, right? Big deal, right? The Israeli Day Parade is nothing compared to Yom HaShoah, right? We all know that now. We've been to the Israeli Day Parade and when we're on the Israeli flag, we're like, yay, Israel! You think you're amazing? And then you come into Yom HaShoah and you're like, I just can't explain to you. So that's Laturas Aretz. Yes, and it's true. By the Meraglim, by Yergluoto, they called it, they were Meraglim, they were spies. So, Vifi, you should Gimel Geot Hayuba Oso Eitza, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Vayaturu, Shesh Masmarz Gam Beloshon, Yitaron Ki Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harot Lahem, Yitronot El Yisrael. He wanted to show them the goodness, the beautiful nature of Eretz Yisrael. Not look at the bad things. When you're on a tour, when you're on a trip, you don't look at the bad things. Everything's great. Okay, sometimes we're Jews. We're like, oh my God, I was staying at the Waldorf Astoria and I didn't get the suite this time. And like, it was disgusting. Like, and you're like, uh-huh, I would like you're disgusting, right? Okay, fine. We only had 3 meals a day. I was on a Pesach program. It was crazy. They only had 3 meals a day. What? What are you expecting? The last program I was at, they had 16 meals a day. You know, like, okay, it's all perspective. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't want that complaint. He wanted them to see Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says in Shmos, Gimel Ches, this is it's beautiful. Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufnun Chesam and Beis, Gizeh Hachon El Adam, Laval Yodol Lechala Tova Amiti. Right? Imagine if somebody's describing to you the girl you're about to go out with, and like, wow, and he's giving all the milas. So now you're ready. When you meet her, you already think good about her because somebody told you such great things about her. Right? That's why, you know, Shaduchim are not the worst thing in the world. Aval Yisrael Ruach Acheret Hayat Alayim. Kli Yakar says, they were looking for something bad. And when you're looking with the wrong eyes, So, of course, that's not going to lead to something good. Hamikdavar says the same thing. Hamikdavar says the same thing. The Netziv says, we will save the Dvarim, Kosev, Yavo, El Nachal Eshkol, Ve'erdu, Ve'kosiv, Le'ragel, Ve'hevdel, Latur, Le'ragelu. There's a big difference. All the Mepharshim are talking about this. Spying is different. This, the words itself, to spy and to tour, are two different things. Right? When you spy, you're looking into everything. You're writing down every little thing. Right? The difference between the, meaning, if I had a different life, so I'd want to have one of these blogs where I fake, you know, I'm going to be one of these guys with 5 million subscribers and get to go on a plane for free. And I'll pretend like I'm a spy for the, you know, right? That's what it is. You're not, you're going to say great things if they give you, and you go into the hotel and, right, I would print business cards with Vistaprint, and I would sit and I would go into, they go, hi, my name is Daniel Hartstein, I'm New York Times food critic. You know, and they give you a million different friends. Why? They're scared because I'm spying on them. I'm not just a guy that sits down and eating, they don't care about me so much. That was the problem over here. They had the wrong outlook. The holech leroyt is a makom tov lichvosh. Don't worry about it. We'll be able to conquer. We have Hashem on our side. They missed that point. They missed that point. Okay. So let's get to Rav Soloveitchik's gorgeous point here. Says Rav Soloveitchik, and as I told you, similar to the idea, and then we'll get to a very important message for you guys. Rav Soloveitchik brings out exactly what we said. We call them miraglim, but really the verb is latur. The word miragel comes from rigul, military reconnaissance mission, designed to find strategic locations and strong weak points of the enemy's territory. Yosef, way back when, in Genesis 42, uses a similar word. He accuses his brothers of being spies. Vayomer alam, miraglim atem liros. You are spies, right? Remember when he all comes, everybody comes together, what does he say to them? You're spies. You're looking for the bad things. Now, of course, he knows that that's not true. You're not here, Latour Esaretz. Spies don't go on a tour of the country. They don't say, okay, we need to fight Gaza. You're going into the Gaza, oh, go to the gift shops. That's good. Yeah. Eat the food of the land. No, they're going lichvosh. They're going to Miragel. To get information about the inhabitants, the climate, topography, economy. Rav Soloveitchik said something gorgeous. This is exactly what Rav Sack's point was. He says, let me explain to you what's going on over here. We just finished the holiday of Shavuos. What happened on Shavuos? We married the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? Torah, right? Chadu, right? We are the Rabbeinu Shalom. Torah is called the Araisa, and the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're Chadhu. This is the holiday where we get together with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We had Pesach, we got out of Mitzrayim, Shkoyach. We prepared, every year we prepare ourselves for the Torah, and we marry the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kiviyachal. It's this gorgeous marriage where we say Nasa V'Nishma. We pointed out, it's a beautiful idea, why is it that every other nation, goes to every other nation, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom say? Do you want the Torah? And they say, well, what does it say in it? And they say, oh, lo tignovu. Like, oh, no, we love to steal. Right? You can't have, you can't have affairs. Oh, no, we don't want that. You can't kill. No, we don't want that. And B'nai Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. What, you're telling me B'nai Yisrael didn't do some of these things also? The answer is, right? These are the 49 level of Tumah people, right? You know what the answer is? They said, Nasa V'Nishma said, we know what we can become. We know we might rob, steal, cheat, we might do all these things, but we can become great, Nasa V'Nishma. When you start a marriage, that's what you say, I can become great. I'm not there yet. I know I'm not the greatest husband yet. I'm going to learn to be the greatest husband. I'm going to learn to be the greatest wife. It's something you have to learn. You know, it's almost like Lahavdil. But, you know, if I compare the delicious bakery items you have for my wife, she wasn't the greatest baker when we first got married. She didn't know anything about baking. And now she became the greatest baker in the world. What? You grow into it. Right? I certainly, you know, didn't know how to clean. My wife knows that. And my wife will say, you still aren't good at it, but I'm certainly better than I was before. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says something beautiful, which I'm sure you've heard before. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Aleph the following thing. Asur la'odam she'ikadesh es ha'isha ad she'irena. It's a paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to marry a woman unless you've seen her first. Now you're like, what are you talking about? Rabbi Beit Shemesh bet. right? They see the girl once, because halachically you must see the girl. In fact, it's one of the things that we go to the, when we go to, right, the chassan greets the kala, right, and the badekin, you have to, you're really supposed to identify her. Some people are machmir to have two edim there. This is the girl, and then they cover her with the veil. This is her, you know, so we don't have a leah situation. But you have to, yes, and you're supposed to find your wife beautiful. It's halacha. You're supposed to find your wife beautiful. So, what is Rav Soloveitchik talking about over here? What does that have to do with anything? Why is it that Asr La'adim Shiga? What do you have to say? So he says, so beautiful. This is exactly what happened with Eliezer. Eliezer comes home with a wife for Yitzchak, and we know the whole amazing story of how this all happened. She's La Sadeka She'en Kamohu. And the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yitzchak Ahala Esarimo. Yitzchak brings her into the tent of his mother. Why? Rashi comments based on the Midrash. Vayavo Ahala Vare Ishara Imo Kaloma Vanasa Dugma Sarimo. He wanted to see, are you like my mom? I need to see the way you act. Do you have the sitkus? That's what I'm looking for. Eliezer may not know. Eliezer's in charge of the money. Yishkoyach. That doesn't mean anything. Spiritually, are you there? And he saw how she acted. He says, ah, this is the one for me. Yes, Eliezer was a faithful servant, says Rav Soloveitchik, but he wanted to observe the commandments of marrying a woman only after seeing her. Marriage is a beautiful line. Marriage is more than mutual commitment of two partners. It is sharing pleasures, anxieties, moments of happiness and stress. That's what seeing is. Right? Marriage is not the greatest, you know, every day is, wow, you wake up in the morning and go, hey, honey, how are you? Good morning, you know. I've been married, Baruch Hashem, almost 25 years. And it's wonderful, and it's amazing. My wife's going to listen to this. It's amazing, it's wonderful. Shkoyach. But it's because of that love that you'll do anything for the person because they're with you in goodness. Right, what is it? In health and happiness, what?
Right? In health and happiness.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it is, but okay, good. You are not watching enough TV, Baruch Hashem, right? Of course, it's reciprocal. The woman has to do the same thing. So it comes along, Parshas Baalos, says Rav Soloveitchik, Moshe Rabbeinu invites his father-in-law to come. He says, this is the whole point, the land of the destiny of the God, the promised people, in the Parsha that you just read. The promise, in essence, is a merger. It's a marriage of the land. He's saying, this is what we need. But you can't marry a land without people coming back and saying, I saw the land, and it's toiv me'od. It's beautiful. It's amazing. That's what the Meraglim wanted to do. And the Rebbe Shlomo says, I know these Meraglim. They're not going to do that. They're not going to let Torah Zaharis. They're going to be Meraglim. L'dat atzmecha, shlach l'cha. It's for you. It's not the right idea. Women, yes, they have bina v'dat. They have much higher level of understanding, they'll only see what the goodness. By the way, I find in general, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says this a lot, this idea that a woman who was born with what we call a rechem, a womb, in Hebrew it's a rechem, because they have rachmanis. We find that women generally have a lot more rachmanis than men do. Right? So they would come to Eretz Yisrael and they would get it. We don't get it. We don't have time. Rav Soloveitchik goes on and on beautifully, but explains that what was going on here, and just one very integral and important point, he brings the similarity between where were they traveling? We know Kalev goes to Hebron. They were going on to Har Hebron. And he talks about the similarities with Yaakov greeting his son Yosef and saying, I don't think this is going to be good. And he goes up to Har Hebron. And the Meraglim, the same type of thing. They're going up to Har Hebron. Unfortunately, you could look at it inside. It's such a beautiful idea. He escorts him to the valley of Hebron, it says. Right? Emek Hebron. He says, why? What's going on over here? There's an idea there. I just don't have time to go into it. But Rabbi Yisai, this is the integral part. How do we look at things? What kind of eyes do we have? Are we wearing, you know, glasses, sunglasses that are just focused on? This is a big problem in life. And excuse me for saying, this is the problem with ourselves. We talked about last week's parsha. We just read about Miriam. Miriam only saw things for a brief moment in one way, not realizing the sitkus of her brother, and had all these tainas on him. These Meraglim, right? I understand where they came from. They were the greatest of the great. Don't get me wrong. They weren't schlubs. They were real. But they said, wait a minute. What's going to happen? We know our nation. Right now, they're getting mun every day. Their clothing is literally growing on them. They don't have to do anything. They're going to go to a land that they're going to have to work really hard. Something called farming, which they never knew about. This is not good for them. This is a horrible idea. So to protect them, they came back and they said, oh, and by the way, we won't be in charge either. They're like, that's not good. They were wearing the wrong glasses. That's life, Rabbi Isai. How do you look at a perspective of a situation? One of the biggest misnomers about Yosh Hashanah Aleph is that when you come home, it's all going to be rosy and it's going to be amazing. This was a preparatory year to what your real life should be. But excuse me if I'm the first person to ever tell you this. You are going to fail. You're going to crash. The question is, how do I react to that? Saying, oh, good job. Good job, Yetzirah. I got this. You didn't get me up in the morning. I set that alarm clock. Right, we've all done this before. I set the alarm clock for the 8 o'clock minion at 7:30, but it's actually going off at 7:30 p.m., which is when I heard it for the first time. My parents are like, we didn't want to bother you. I'm like, it's 7:30 p.m., what happened? You just slept in a complete donut, you know, you went around the world. And okay. But then the next morning you get up, don't let it get you down. Don't look at it with the eyes, oh, you're right, I knew it, I can't do this. That's what, you know, my teacher told me in 12th grade. Oh, that's what I was told, but no. You got to get up from the situation, Latour. One of the greatest lines ever, which has been often spoken about, the Gruz interpretation that we say during Chodesh Elul, Acha she'alti mi'eis Hashem, osa avakesh. I'm only asking you one thing, and it turns out to be a lot of things. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayav, lachsas b'nayim Hashem levakechav. What does it mean to shifti? I want to dwell in your palace, b'veis Hashem, lachsas b'nayim Hashem ulevakech, and I want to visit your palace. Hey, David, which one do you want? You just said you want to dwell. You want to be a dweller and because you also want to be a visitor. What's a visitor, guys? A visitor is when you go to the Kotel, you haven't been there a minute. Ah, it was amazing. The guy goes to the Kotel every day. Like, that's not as easy. He has to deal with the stucco collectors and the guy, you know, once again, the child is getting married for the 18th time, you know, and then this one coming and that one coming. And it's not so easy to have kavana. But the person who goes hasn't been there for 6 months, for 6 years. The feeling. I know people who came back after COVID for 2 years, they couldn't come to the Kotel. It was I'm serious. It was like the feeling of 1967, of recon, right? I can't believe I haven't been to the Kotel. Somebody who comes 4 times a year. Yeah, I want to dwell, but I also want to be someone who sees it as that. That's the mitzvahs we have to do. Yes, when you land and you put that tefillin on, like pretend you're that bar mitzvah boy, putting it on for the first time and everybody's like it. He's like, wow, you know. Don't let it like hang like the bar mitzvah boy does and put it between your eyes. I'm not saying that. But it's got to be new to you. Chadashim, like your Torah's art. Mitzvah also should be Torah's art. And yes, that's the end of the parasha. Because when it comes to bad things, don't let, as you noticed, it doesn't say lo sasuru achare einechem. It says levavchem first. Because what your heart is going to desire, your eyes are going to see. If you desire things, you got to get off that path of desiring the wrong things. What you're watching, what you're seeing, what you're looking, get your eyes away from that. Because in that case, touring is bad. Oh, I'm just going to look for a brief moment at that girl. That's not good. That's the tour? No, that tour is not good. That's not good. There's no reason for that. Eretz Yisrael, we're married to Eretz Yisrael. I want to give you the bracha that you'll be married to Eretz Yisrael in just a brief time where you have to leave. You have to leave now. Yes, you have the mitzvah midaraisa to say hi to your parents and thank them for the amazing year that you have and spend time with family and the extended cousins and Mirtz Hashem, you know, whatever, whoever they are, and you should be zoicha that, you know, grandparents and that, whatever it is, and that's great mitzvah, yes. But what's my plan, Latur Saras, to come back here? One of the hardest things for somebody, Baruch Hashem, who's been here for 15 years, is to see Eretz Yisrael, Latur. Especially when you're on a long tour, when you're on a long line, right? And there's 15 people, you know, ahead of you, and finally you get to the front, and some guy walks in and goes, Ayiti Pokolatman! You know, no, you weren't. My favorite thing is, you know, going to the supermarket. I don't think this is in America as much. The guy puts his cart there and does all the shopping, right? And he gets to the front, goes, oh, perfect. I'm like, you weren't here. Your cart was here. I said, if your cart can talk right now and tell me he was here, then I'll let him go. You know, let me get into a big fight. Okay. It's hard. But that's Torah. That's mitzvah. That's Eretz Yisrael. This was a marriage. This is seeing the beauty of it and saying, ah, now I understand. Somebody who hasn't been here for their whole life, I'm dumbfounded sometimes when, especially I deal a lot with Hasidim. I've talked to Hasidim who are 30 years old. They said, I've never been to Eretz Yisrael. I'm like, what? Is that possible? You've never been to Eretz Yisrael? Not because I'm like, you do not have any money? No. How do you not? That connection. You need to see the land. That was what this parsha is about. Shlach la'anashim, so people will get excited about Eretz Yisrael. Really? Wow. For somebody to come back and you see the joy, it's like, I can't explain to you my year in Israel. I can't explain it to you. The guy's like, okay, but why can't I just go to my year in Israel to the new program in, you know, Leva Torah Bahamas, you know? Leva Hamas. You know, like, why not? Right? Turks and Caicos, you know? Because it's Eretz Yisrael. It's not Uganda. It's Eretz Yisrael. That's Avodas Hashem. That's mitzvahs. That's everything else. Shubi Zoicha, I've gone way over my time. Shubi Zoicha, guys, to continue giving Nachas Ruach to us. Nice. To let this day be the first day of Latur Saaretz, to see the beauty of it. And when you stumble and things don't go exactly the way that you plan, just smile and say, no. I'm a tourist. I know. I have to see things in the appropriate way. It's the same idea. Don't let your heart go astray. And when it does, just get back on the bandwagon. It's okay. That's what the Rabbanu Shel wants for us. We should be zoicha to give us nachas ruach to your parents, to the yeshiva. And we should be zoicha to see you back here very, very soon, because you're just temporarily leaving. And Emir Tzashem, you should be zoicha to come together with us, Emir Tzashem, very, very soon, when Yeshiva Leva Torah picks up and moves to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh with this Binyan Beis Shlishi. Amen.